Hello and welcome to the podcast. My name is Stephen Blevins. I'm a member of the Covington Church of Christ in Covington, Virginia. I'm a Christian, I'm a servant, and ultimately I'm just a follower of Jesus Christ. See, the Covington Church of Christ is a congregation of the Lord's Church as described in the Bible, and nothing more, nothing less. We do not add to God's Word in any way, nor do we take away from it, as instructed by the Bible in Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, which reads, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in his book." We can also read of some details of this topic in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, which reads, "Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other." Finally, Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 32 states the following, "Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it nor take away from it." I could go on and on with those references, but I think you can get the point. You can see the importance here of teaching and practicing sound biblical doctrine. See, the Covington Church of Christ is happy to present you with Sound Biblical Doctrine-Covington VA. That's our podcast title there. Titus chapter 2, verse 1 states that you must teach what is in accord with sound doctrine. See, the Apostle Paul left Titus in Crete to do the Lord's work. And Paul's instructions to Titus here in chapter 2, verse 1 is that you must teach according to sound doctrine. Not you should teach sound doctrine, or please, Titus, please teach sound doctrine. No, you must teach sound doctrine. And that is the goal of this podcast, to teach sound biblical doctrine each and every week. And we're going to spend the next episode learning why that is critical, but the fact that we're told that this is what we must do in Titus 2:1 is certainly sufficient enough on its own. Nevertheless, we will study this topic even further in our next episode, so stay tuned. You can find us, of course, wherever you get your podcast. Just search Sound Biblical Doctrine-Covington VA. That's COVINGTON, VA. Let's give a brief rundown of what this podcast is going to look like, at least initially. As time goes along, we may alter this as necessary. The goal here is that we will present you with one 30-minute to an hour sermon per week. And for the first several weeks, you'll be hearing from me, Stephen Blevins. See, Adam Barcroft is our normal preacher at the Covington Church of Christ, and you'll be hearing from him from time to time as well. You know, after our first 10 or so episodes, Adam and I are planning to likely alternate, you know, maybe monthly, maybe weekly, etc. You know, perhaps he has something he'd like to study with you all for a few weeks, and of course he'll have the freedom to do so if he's got something he wants to study, and vice versa. You know, perhaps I'll have something that I'd like to study with you over the course of a few weeks, and you'll get me for several weeks in a row. But either way, count on one sermon per week initially, and again, we may turn this into a more back and forth, you know, Bible study perhaps between the two of us at some point. You know, we'll just see how everything goes here. Episode 2, which is going to be the first actual episode, we're going to talk about the importance of teaching and following sound biblical doctrine. In Episode 3, we'll discuss the plan of salvation according to the Bible. In Episode 4, we'll start discussing the elementary truths of God's Word. See, in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 through 6, verse 3, the Hebrew writer tells us of how Jesus is our great high priest. And the Hebrew writer wants to continue talking about such matters, but he stops for a moment, as the audience needs to be reminded of the elementary truths. See, the Hebrew writer states that the mature Christian should know about the topics described for us in those verses. First off, Christ. Everything revolves around Christ, as we all know. Repentance from acts that leads to death is another elementary truth, as is faith in God, instruction about baptism, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. So we'll spend several episodes discussing those topics. And after we're done with those episodes, the plan is to preach sermons that, you know, either Adam or I write. So there's no specific topic per se, although I'm sure we will get into a sermon series from time to time, as we discussed a minute ago. Note that all will be directly from the Bible, though. If you get nothing else from this introductory episode, know that whatever will be said from this podcast will be points made directly from the Bible. See, our own opinions on religious things, if you will, they're irrelevant. What will always be relevant is what God has to say, and that's what we're going to preach to you. Sound biblical doctrine, nothing more, nothing less. See, we know that the gospel is for all, and it is that Christ died, was buried, raised on the third day, and appeared to many, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 4. See, this gospel is of first importance in our lives, and it can be understood, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 13. It is the goal of the Covington Church of Christ on our podcast, Sound Biblical Doctrine-Covington VA, to present the gospel to you, to present you with the sound doctrine that is found within the pages of our Bibles. I want to thank my good friends and brothers in the faith, Luke and KT with Valley Bible Studies. I want to give them a quick shout out. They are members of the Westside Church of Christ in Salem, Virginia, and go check out their podcast, Valley Bible Studies. They're doing a great job, and they're doing excellent Bible studies there. Excellent Bible students, excellent Christians, friends. I can't say enough good about those guys. If you're in the Covington, Virginia area listening to this, come check us out sometime. We'd love to have you. Our website is covingtonchurchofchristva.com. Of course, you can find lots of good stuff there, including many sermons and devotionals that are free for download. And new sermons and devotionals there are uploaded weekly. You'll also find details of the plan of salvation according to the Bible, a page that allows you to sign up for a Bible study with us, and several other things about us there. Our contact information is on our website if you ever need to contact us. Again, that's covingtonchurchofchristva.com. Feel free to look us up on Facebook as well. The Facebook page is Covington Church of Christ-CovingtonVA. You can email us, covingtonchurchofchristva@yahoo.com. Contact us by phone, pay us a visit, however you want to do it. Again, our complete information is on the website if you need to contact us. I want to give a shout out to some congregations who are near and dear to my heart. If you're in the Salem, Virginia area, please check out the Westside Church of Christ. If you're in the Bell, West Virginia area, check out the Bell Church of Christ. Logan, if you're in the Logan, West Virginia area, check out the Yuma Church of Christ. If you're in the Newcastle, Virginia area, check out the Newcastle Church of Christ. In Parrisburg, there's also a church there, the Parrisburg Church of Christ. So I could go on and on with these, but all of those congregations are good, sound, biblical congregations. They all have excellent Christian members, and I love each and every one of them. So that's about all I have for you right now, but tune in next week, and we'll take a look at the Bible together. So we'll see y'all later.